Lead us from darkness into light. I'm going to try to read a few of the teachings from Thus Spake Ramana. Perhaps. This world, which you try to prove to be real, obviously is not, is all the time mocking at you for seeking to know it without first knowing yourself. If you don't know yourself, you will not know that your world is a delusional projection, and you will become lost in that world. And if you believe you are a being in that lost world, you will not be able to find the self that is beyond all worlds. So Ramana says, how can the knowledge of objects arising in relative existence to one who does not know the truth of himself, the knower, be true knowledge? Because you won't have the proper frame of reference. You won't have an accurate paradigm or criteria for assessment of the hallucinatory appearances. So if one rightly knows the truth of the one named I, in whom both knowledge and its opposite subsist, then, along with ignorance, relative knowledge also will cease. So if one rightly knows the truth of the I, one will know that the I is not relative, not the body, not the appearing entity in a world, but the pure knower that is non-appearing, formless, that to the ego is nothing, emptiness, darkness, non-existent. But once you know the absolute self, then the relative knowledge, because it is pure ignorance, will fall away, and one will be free. The world and the mind arise and set together as one. But of the two, the world owes its appearance to the mind alone. That alone is real, in which the inseparable pair, the world and the mind, have their risings and settings. That reality is the infinite consciousness, having neither rising nor setting. So the absolute consciousness that you are does not change regardless of whether the world is light or dark, whether the world is beautiful or ugly, whether the world makes sense to the ego or doesn't. regardless of the state of the world and the relative knowledge that constitutes the world, since the world is nothing other than the projection of ideas, imagination, and emotion projected through sense data. Once you recognize that the world is not other than your own mind, you find the source of that mind, and that source is not in time or in space and has no rising or setting and has no change of its emotional state. It is always at peace, always blissful, always in absolute simplicity, always in a state of well-being, and does not change regardless of what arises or what disappears from the mind that is no longer mistaken for a world. But to abide in the Absolute Self requires one to let go of all of the ego's loneliness, its fear of solitude, its fear of not being able to touch another and to be held and to be appreciated and loved. One must let go of all the neediness of the ego and all of the superego judgments that give it a sense of who it is, because the self is no one. The self has no qualities, and the self has no boundaries, and the self has no quandaries. The self is in absolute peace and wisdom and clarity, but without intention, without ambition, without any fear of life or of death, because both are illusory and are simply based on identification with the material organism. But once you're not you, and that it is only a holographic appearance in a matrix that has no true reality, one allows all of that to fall away, all the belief systems of the ego, all of the duality, all of its religious ideas, all of its seeking. And one remains in the absolute stillness, without any mental objects, and without a sense even of a subject, but in the pure presence that is the absolute radiant splendor of the uncreated self. This alone is your essence, your being, your reality. And now, as we approach the end of this illusory world, we must awaken from the delusion of being a human organism to the realization of our divine, luminous, eternal consciousness, and bring that light to all of those lost souls who are in terror and anxiety as the angel of death approaches ever closer, and bring peace and light and God's enfolding love to all those beings. who need to be saved from their own mental terrors. Let us be the bringers of peace, the bringers of light and love back into the simulation of a world in order to make that simulation once again a heavenly realm that deserves to have the light of God shine upon us all as a single, intelligent, loveful, luminous self. May you know the peace that comes of shedding all of those phenomenal identifications that have trapped one in attachment and fear and desire, guilt, shame, depression, anxiety, or any of the other traps to which the ego is heir to. And may one know the deeper peace of the soul level of consciousness, which recognizes the world as a dream and is at peace in that dream as one who learns the truth that is expressed metaphorically in all appearances by that genius of symbolic truth that is the intelligence of the supreme reality. And let us know that supreme reality and the supreme peace that comes with that realization, and offer the luminous, peaceful wisdom of the self that abides always as that light beyond life and death, beyond all duality, beyond time and space, beyond identity, as the self that is always one's deepest essential awareness of the real. Namaste.